Hello and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio. I'm Stephen Garrity and this is session number 34. Now, for those of you who might be new, Acts of Volition Radio is a podcast radio show type thing where it's like a mixtape for anyone who's interested of songs that I've come across that I love and tell you a little bit about why I like them and share them with you. I was looking over the playlist that I put together and turns out that three or four of the artists or the songs are from albums that were nominated for this year's Polaris Music Prize, and that's a sort of an arts-based music prize here in Canada. That's pretty prestigious. I don't know what the criteria are, but whoever seems to decide who the awards go to and who gets nominated seems to have good taste or taste that's in common with me. So the first artist is Joel Plaskett, and I've played plenty of Joel Plaskett before, and if you've heard of him at all, you'll know that he has a new album out, I guess last year now. It's a triple album, three CDs, 29 songs, I think, 27 songs maybe. I went to see him this spring in April at the Confederation Center here in Charlottetown, and it was an excellent performance. And he had the two vocalists with him, female vocalists, folk singers, Anna Aggie and Rose Cousins, who recorded the album with him as well. They're sort of his backup singers on the album. It's a fantastic triple album, some amazing songs. And both of these women sang some of their own material at his concert, and they were amazing. But I find when the two of them sing together, it's this really odd mix. They're not backup singers. They're folk singers, and they're really good at it. And it's a strange mix when you put the two of them together as Plaskett's sort of backup singers that I actually don't think works very well, but I don't know, whatever works for them. There's a single through and through and through from the album that's a fantastic song, but you'll probably get to hear it somewhere else. There's a video on YouTube or on Joel Plaskett's own site. So, but I'm going to play two other songs for you today. I'm going to play one called Run, Run, Run. She has this great tempo switch partway through it. It's like there's two different songs. And another called Heartless, Heartless, Heartless. You can see the theme here, but the album three. This Heartless, Heartless, Heartless is just Joel and a guitar. And these are the types of songs that just, they're haunting when you see them live. Fantastic. And so yeah, this nominated for the Polaris Music Prize from the album three. This is Joel Plaskett, first with Run, Run, Run. Then Heartless, Heartless, Heartless.
I do believe you're free to go just where you please, but when you leave this place, best pick up your pace and run, 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 run. You must, 'cause if you walk, you rest. Ooh, you get crushed from a diamond into dirt road dust.
Run, 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 you must. heartless, heartless, heartless. Where'd you hide your heart? In the darkest darkness. I'm coming apart in the dark. This is how it feels to be under your thumb, to be under your wheel.
The next singer I'm going to play for you, Regina Spektor is her name. She's a Russian singer-songwriter. She had sort of a hit with a couple of years ago with a song called Fidelity. If you heard the melody, you'd recognize it. I'm not going to sing it for you. And I was at the Mackenzie Theater here in Charlottetown. Some of the performers, the musicians, and the actors and the actresses from the Charlottetown Festival, which is like the Anne Green Gables musical summer theater festival. On Friday nights, they'll go to this little side theater and they'll basically perform a bunch of songs they like, or, you know, they're like show tunes or pop songs or whatever. And it's hit and miss. Sometimes they're amazing. Sometimes they're just so-so. But they pick songs they love, so that usually comes across well. And this woman, what's her name? Amy Wallace is her name. She plays Anne of Green Gables in the musical Anne of Green Gables that plays here in Charlottetown. It's based on this novel, and I don't know if you've never heard of it. I'm not going to explain it to you. anyway, she sang this, she did a cover of this song, Fidelity by Regina Spektor, and I instantly fell in love with both her, Amy Wallace, and Regina Spektor, the writer and original performer of the song. But I'm not going to play that one for you today. Regina Spektor has a new album coming out, or just came out this month, July of 2009. It's called Far. It has this amazing song on it. It's the first single, so you might have heard it already. It's called Laughing With. It's just such a lyrical song, which is, you know, it's a dumb way to describe a song. The lyrics are very clear and upfront, and they're just conversational, and you can't ignore them when you hear the song. You know, it's not just the melody, but the melody's amazing as well. I'd recommend looking up on YouTube or wherever you can find it. She performed this song on Late Night with David Letterman, and it's a great performance. So here is Laughing With from the new album Far by Regina Spektor.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious, ha ha. God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. When the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious. But no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. Starving or freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
That's Regina Spektor. It's a great song. Now, I had mentioned with the Joel Plaskett songs that I had several Polaris Music Prize nominees in this week's session. I got another one here. I was also looking back. Turns out they really do have similar, I'll say good taste, similar taste to mine. Previous nominees that I've played in the show, there's 2 Hours Traffic, Hey Rosetta, The Weaker Than, Stars, Holy Fuck, Feist, The Arcade Fire, and then Joel Plaskett, of course. And then another one later in the show, but first, Metric, great Canadian rock band, Emily Hines is the lead singer. Anyway, their new album Fantasies is nominated this year for the Polaris Music Prize. And I heard an interview. I couldn't find it, so I might be completely off base on this to refresh my memory. But I think I heard the main songwriter from the band talking about how they were in, I think it might have been South America, doing the writing and I thought recording for this song, but the Wikipedia says it was recorded at Electric Ladyland Studios in New York. But they had talked about how getting sort of out of their element and somewhere completely out of the music scene that they were part of to work on this album was really freeing, because there was none of the, they weren't thinking about what will people think about this album. They were just in a whole different place where nobody knew who they were, and whether that was it or what, I don't know, but it worked. They made a great album and there are several great songs on it, but the first single, and they're on to a second one, Gimme Sympathy is the second single, but the first was Help I'm Alive. That's what I'm going to play for you today. And partway through the song, everything cuts out except for this low, buzzing, rumbling, synthesized bass sound. You have to hear it with headphones on. It's just, it's great. This is Help I'm Alive by Metric.
Still alive.
That's Metric from the album Fantasies. I'd recommend you get it. It's one of my favorites of the year. It's a really strong album. That's one of several great songs on it. So the next pick is a band that I completely missed in their first life as a band, or whatever you want to call it, Dinosaur Jr. These guys broke up in 1997, which was like the height of my formative musical years, but I didn't know anything about them, and I still have to sort of delve back and discover their older albums, because I've only come to know recently their new album, Farm. And I'd always known, I play the guitar a bit, and I've always known that they were a supposedly great guitar band, and I never really never got around to finding out about them. And turns out they follow that formula that I love in just about everything, and I've said it before here on Acts of Volition Radio. It's, if you've got a sort of heavy, loud guitar thing plus really simple melodies, then I'm in. I love that, and that's exactly what this is. That's exactly what's in this song as well. The song's called Over It. It's from the album Farm by Dinosaur Jr.
I'm
That's a great guitar song, great guitar album, Dinosaur Jr. Now, I guess it was last year now, U2 came out with a new album, No Line on the Horizon. It's okay. I don't know. It's definitely not their best. I'd love to see them live again, but there's one song on this album that I thought really benefited from one of the best things they've been doing lately, which is recording with Daniel Lanois and Brian Eno again. And this song, you can clearly hear that influence. And although the song also highlights one of the problems with, I think, one of the problems with Bono's songwriting, that he's always so earnest. Every once in a while, he just writes one of these lines that just, it just thuds like a, well, like the metaphor I'm trying to make right now. They just stand out and they're awkward. And like the hip-hop drives the big cars from the second to previous album. And this song has this line about the ATM machine, and it just shouldn't be there. It just totally stands out from the rest of the song. So maybe my pointing that out will ruin it for you. But other than that, it really is a great song, and you can really hear the positive influence of Brian Eno and especially Daniel Lanois on this song's Moment of Surrender by U2 from No Line on the Horizon.
that's some of the newest U2, although with working with Eno and Lanois again, it does sound like some of the really old stuff, which is a good thing, I think. Now, I was critical of some of the lyrics in there, some of the cheesy lines. Bono is a double-edged sword there. He also has some great lines. And one of the greatest lines, as a friend of mine always points out, is "Suffer the Needle Chill" from Running to Stand Still. And I'm going to play that song for you, but a cover of it from the War Child organization. They have a new album compilation called Heroes. It's an album of covers, and the British band Elbow covers the song Running to Stand Still. And I'm just reading here on the Wikipedia page, they were saying that when they started a tour, they would drive around in an old Volvo and listen to Rattle and Hum, and Running to Stand Still was the first song they covered. It's kind of cool that they could pick a song that has that kind of history for them, but they do justice to this great song, which is no easy thing. U2's a unique band, not an easy band to cover. They do it really well and bring this song, give new life to this song. This is Elbow covering U2, Running to Stand Still.
So she woke up from where she was, lying still, said, "I've gotta do something about where we're going." Step on a steam train, step out of the driving rain, maybe run from the darkness in the night, singing a la 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 di day, a la 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 di day, a la la di day. Taste in my mouth, I see seven towers, but I only see one way out. You've gotta cry without weeping, talk without speaking, scream without raising your voice. You know I took the poison from the poison stream that I floated out of here, singing a la 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 di day, a la 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 di day, a la la di day.
tinsel feather needle chill. She's running to stand still.
So that's Elbow covering U2, obviously, Running to Stand Still. That's from the War Child album, Heroes. There's some interesting stuff on that, although I think that's definitely the strongest track.
1996, this band, The Watchmen, released their album Brand New Day. Now, I've played some of The Watchmen stuff before. They were one of my favorite bands back in the when I was watching Much Music, the video station here in Canada, and that's how I found music. And so I got to see them live, I think, once, and they were a really great performance, and they were a good band. This song I'm going to play is from that 96 album, Brand New Day. It's called Incarnate, and it was a single for it, which, of course, the only way I would have heard it was from seeing a video on Much Music, because that's what I did in high school. I watched Much Music. This track has a great Telecaster-style guitar sound on it that sort of personified the guitar style for this band that I always loved. Great vocals on top. The Daniel Graves, I think the singer, is a very distinct voice, but it's the guitar that I really love about this band and this song. This is The Watchmen with Incarnate. Watchmen, a great Canadian band, and another great Canadian band who are more recent, still performing together, the Great Lake Swimmers. I played them a few sessions ago, I think. They have a new album out called Lost Channels, which, like several others in this show, is nominated for that Polaris Music Prize. Lost Channels is a great album. I find every once in a while they have this sort of mid-tempo it's hard to write a simple mid-tempo song that isn't boring, and sometimes they fail on that front, but there's some really strong stuff on this album, and this song I'm going to play is called Pulling on a Line, and it starts out sounding like, you know, kind of a bland song, but the chorus is just this, such a great melody. It reminds me a bit of the Into the Wild soundtrack that Eddie Vedder did. It sounds like that this chorus could drop right into that album. So this is Pulling on a Line by the Great Lake Swimmers. Great Lake Swimmers from their album Lost Channels. Now, I've played at least a couple of Ben Fold songs before in previous sessions. I'm going to play sort of another one. This is a cover. Ben Fold's put together this compilation of college a cappella groups performing versions of his songs. And I think it came together as there was a contest or something. I don't really know the backstory on it. But anyway, the album's called, I think it's Ben Folds Presents a cappella, something like that. Anyway, it's a whole bunch of different groups, and he went around and recorded them, all these college a cappella groups, and it sounds like exactly what you would expect. It's a cappella groups singing Ben Folds songs, and most of the time it's, you know, it's kind of a neat novelty. Sometimes it's just really kind of lame. I find that these songs, I think they're great songs, but they work with that, with Ben Folds, that solo voice of his, and they just don't translate, except for one exception, which is the song Magic that I'm going to play, that just seems to really flourish in this new vocal, you know, the vocal style is of the styles of this group. Now, someone told me recently about Ben Folds that he's on his fourth marriage. And I mean, that's like, whatever, it's his own personal life, right? But that has completely, I'm ashamed to admit, it has completely colored the way that I listen to his songs now. They just seem so much more sad to me now that I know that he's been divorced three times. And it's particularly funny too, because my wife and I had a Ben Folds song as our first dance at our wedding, actually. So I guess he knows a lot about weddings. But this is another one of those songs that I find that sort of seems even more sad now that I know that he's had several marriages that haven't worked out. So this is an a cappella version of Ben Folds' song Magic.
From the life that you knew.
So I should have said before I played the song there, the a cappella group that actually performed that, they're from the University of Chicago. They're called Voices in Your Head. All the a cappella groups have these stupid names. And anyway, but that is a very strong version of Magic by Ben Folds that certainly holds up. So I'm going to play one more song for you in this session. Another Canadian band that I assumed would have been nominated for the Polaris Prize as well, but as far as I can tell, they haven't been. Maybe I'm mistaken about that. I've played them before. They're called Winter Sleep. I think they're from Halifax, actually, Nova Scotia. The song is called, let me see, it has a stupid long name, Miasmal Smoke and the Yellow-Bellied Freaks. I might even be saying that wrong. I don't know. But it doesn't matter what it's called. The song is from their album, Welcome to the Night Sky, their most recent album. It is just so good. I don't know why these guys aren't more well-known. The song is it's 8 minutes long and amazing when they play it live, amazing on the album, but 8 minutes does not seem too long for it. It's practically an instrumental for the first half of the song, and then the vocals come in and it's this whole other thing. Just driving. They have this incredible drummer. So to finish off, this is Winter Sleep. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.
So sweet, 16, to feel the lifeless light.